This recording, Puerto Rico 9, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in the desert district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Dock Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kid and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you will only expect to see in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma, Coma, which Sarah thought was a choice for name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to drop her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her pain, then singing a tune up to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and lay her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnostic almost immediately. She remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I'm not a family guy. I'm kind of a person that I like to adventure, to live. I know I don't want to be in the same place, doing the same job, the same routine. I'm kind of a person who's get really boring. So that's the reason I moved a lot, and that's the reason I like kind of like joined the Navy. Kind of, I want to try different things, different places. So like, for example, I meet somebody, oh, I love it. I love this place. So, you know, let me try it. Let me live. I have a friend in Arizona. So I moved there. Yeah, it was nice. Like I said, not my cup of tea. Go back to San Diego. San Diego, so like I said, I start to get a little boring. Mm-hmm. For me, it's a beautiful place, San Diego, Vegas, Palm Springs, Los Angeles, LA. So I tried the different place, but for me it was, San Diego's a small town, so I haven't done everything, done everybody, like I mm-hmm. said. So that's what I decide. You know what, it's time for me to move on. So I decided to come to New York, which actually was where my family is. My family was born and raised, here in the Park Slope, Brooklyn. So what happened is my grandparents, they moved back to Puerto Rico, and they took my mom, which is the smallest of all the kids that they have. So that's why I was born and raised there. So I have a couple of family members here, siblings. So they said, okay, so let me start, let me go visit New York. Let's see, everybody talking a lot about New York. So let me give it a try. I guess I still I still have that California type of, you know, I still have that, like you said, so I get used to it, to the California kind of lifestyle.